What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
On the Boss Man Show with Coach Aaron Best. It's the Washington Eagles out there in the Big Sky Conference. Coach, I think it's out there in Washington today, man.
Beautiful, actually. The weather turned at the right time. We're going to hit 80 this weekend. Things are good. Out of school here in a week and a half, and we'll be on to summer preparations here pretty soon.
No doubt. Coach, let me ask you, man, you've been on your alma mater, or just talking offline, 28 years, man, except for that 1 year in Toronto Argonauts, man. So, how does it feel to be in one place so long? I haven't moved your family, build a life out there, man, and just have something that you really care so much about it, that you're leading.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to compare it to anything else because that's all I know, which could be good or could be not good. But in this profession, as you know and we know, that that's quite the small percentage of us that don't have to pick up and move and put your family, you know, in the crosshairs of that. My wife's an alum of the university as well, so we both have our degrees from here. So it's a special place, special people, and we've been able to do some special things with those people around us. So blessed in a lot of ways, fortunate not to have to pick up and move, still going to compete at the place I once played at and watch these guys grow and develop it, you know, 5 years and then go make the world a better place. So I put everything I can into this place because it gave me a great foundation for my teachings when I graduated from here back in 2001.
And Coach, man, for you, at what point in your career did you decide you want to get into coaching? I know that's a different kind of from being a player going to a coach. For you, when did you kind of get the bug to want to become a coach, man?
Man, that's an easy question. That's a great question. I never wanted to get into college coaching. I came to Eastern to compete at the Division I level as an offensive lineman. I was not a full scholarship kid. I was a partial scholarship kid and fought my way up the depth chart and earned a full scholarship. But I came here as equally as important to be a teacher at the high school level. I want to teach and coach. I want to give back. Both my parents are teachers in public education, and I think it's kind of in the blood. After I got done with my degree, I was asked to stay around. There's a head coaching change, and he was bringing a new offensive line coach in and wanted me kind of to mentor the new O-line coach with the schemes that I was once coached in. And so I started working on my master's degree in teaching. And about halfway through that, the O-line coach left, and I was not asked, but I was told, you're going to be the O-line coach. So the way I look at it is I'm a teacher that wears a whistle now full-time, which therefore makes me a college coach. But I think teaching's in the blood, and that's we're just teaching the X's and O's on the field, but the other 24 letters of the alphabet off the field. So this wasn't a passion of mine at the college level. Never was, never chased it. Just happened to kind of fall into it. And you call me crazy making $10,000 a year my first job coaching online. Did that for about 7 years, and at that point it was like, okay, we gotta make decisions now. We're trying to get a family. You can't do that on $10,000 a year chasing your passion. But very blessed, very humbled, and given back to the university that once gave to me, recruited me out of high school.
And Coach, best for you, man. What are some pillars of your program that a young man must have to be a part of this Eagles program and get on that field for you all and represent Eastern Washington the right way?
Yeah, you know, I think the best thing that describes us, no matter, you know, where you're at, what position you play, you know, what state you play in, we're looking for overachievers. At the end of the day, we're looking for overachievers, guys that don't want to put restraints on themselves, don't want to be slowed down by pats on the back, want to strive for more. Look for challenges, run to hard instead of running from hard. Those are types of things that we're turned on by. That's hard to know on the football field. I mean, we're enamored with guys making plays, but there's got to be plays made off the field too. So getting to know guys, creating deep, valuable, connective relationships before guys get here is a big part of the recruiting process for us. And at the end of the day, Eastern kind of guys kind of, the guys we're going after, EKGs, that are guys that are willing, wanting, and going to overachieve.
100%, Coach. And for you, man, how has with the transfer portal changed how you recruit young men? Because so now it's like a quicker recruiting process. So how do you go about vetting these young men, building a proper relationship with these young men when you're trying to bring them into your program with it being this whole new kind of atmosphere of the portal?
Yeah, I still believe in development. I think it's hard to develop guys when you only have them for 12 months instead of recruiting a kid for 12 months and having them in your program for 5 years. Usually about 95% of our guys redshirt every year. So we'll have 95% of our guys here for five full falls and five full years academically. I think when you turn over your roster fast, it's kind of like speed dating. You don't really get to know the people and you don't really vibe with people. You don't really gel with people. And it's hard to build trust in that short amount of time. So our foundations have always been, even before the portal was here, that we're going to be, you know, high school based developmental program. And we're going to build trust before the guys get here and then build relationships when they are here through football. You know, there's natural situations where you lose some upperclassmen to the portal. So you may have to, you know, substitute guys from the portal for those guys, because you can't just replace freshmen or juniors with freshmen or seniors with freshmen that get plucked off your roster. So there's no real equation. There's no real handbook, but we're going to still stay probably 80-85% high school driven as long as we can keep our core guys together if they're willing to stay here for their entire career. But whether it's portal or junior college, those two entities will always be somewhat of our pulse here at Eastern, but our biggest pulse will be from the high school realm.
100%, Coach. And Coach, for you, man, how important is summertime development opportunities for these young men to get them to get so stronger and faster, but also get their skills for position groups better this summer? So how do you kind of balance workouts between doing team stuff versus just individual workouts to get guys bigger, stronger, faster, and get their skills and their positions even better?
Yeah, you know, we're in a unique situation here because we're a quarter school. So we don't get out here until another week and a half. So we're still structured. Guys are still taking classes. Guys are still lifting in their normal lift times. Then we'll give them a little bit of time off. We only have about a 5-week, air quote, summer access piece this year, because we will report at the end of July playing a Thursday night before Labor Day. So we have 5 weeks of this go round, but we're a quarter school, so we don't get out till mid June. So it's a quicker turnaround than most, not a semester school where they have, you know, a 3 month summer program. We have a, you know, 6 week summer program usually. I think a lot of development in the summer comes from the guys within themselves. Our strength conditioning people do most of the work. And I'll be honest with you, they get sick of us as much as we get sick of them during the year. They want time away from us. So I think July is a great opportunity to step away a little bit, let them kind of coach each other up, be around the strength coaches as much as they can, develop some bonds with a freshman coming in for the first time, and then get back at it in August. So huge development. I think teams in fall are built from January through July. You don't build in the fall. You build on what you've built when fall comes. So summer's important, but summer's not here yet for us for another 3 weeks.
And Coach, for you, man, in the Big Sky Conference, Coach, it's definitely high-quality football, man. So talk about how it's gotten better over the years, man, and just seeing what Montana's done, Montana State's done, man, different schools out there, man, have done, man, and competing the right way, how that makes you, your guys excited to compete against teams like that, make you want to raise your level and be even better year after year and day by day.
Yeah, I think the quality of this league, having seen it from different chairs as a player, as an assistant, as a head coach, the quality of coaching is top notch. The quality of players that are being recruited to be able to be coached and developed by these programs and these coaches is top notch. It's better than it's ever been. And I feel like I've said that about the last 5 or 6 years as head coach. I wouldn't have been able to say that as an assistant. There was kind of a top third tier of teams and then everybody else. Now you got to bring your A game to give yourself a chance in any game this go round in this gauntlet of a league. So, you know, there's always a surprise team or two every year. About the last 4 or 5 years, Montana just played in the national title game this last fall. We had played in the national championship game in 2018 season. Montana State's played in it. So three of our teams, three different teams, the last 6 years have played in the national title game, which shows parity, but it's not just solid parity. It's great parity in terms of the greatness of the league. So I give a lot of credit to the coaches. I give a lot of credit to the Big Sky Conference, giving us resources to be able to work from. And then obviously the players get the most credit with their development and what they've done with this conference, and arguably one of the best conferences, if not the best conference in the nation over the last probably 4 to 5 years.
And Coach Best, man, for a lot of guys look at FCS as lower league football. I think that's BS. I think it's high quality football going to FCS. Our talented guys can play on Sunday. So talk to a young man out there who would balk at an FCS offer and try to hold out for FBS offer. When my thing is, if you put out there good tape, the eye does not lie. And if you can play, the scouts and the GMs will find you.
There's no doubt. There's a guy you know, and one of our alums, Cooper Kupp. I asked people all the time 10 years ago, has anybody ever heard of Cooper Kupp? And there's probably only about 100 people that did. And those 100 people resided in Cheney and then his family in Yakima. It was just different, but he developed. And the best thing about this level, I think, I think there's a lot of authenticity and organicness to it. I think guys really want to play. They're truly chasing the dream, and the same dream the other levels are chasing. I think guys truly want to get the most out of themselves. I think there's a chip on your shoulder. You know, you're at FCS level. Guys, it gives you a little bit more drive. But it doesn't matter where you play. You know this, and I know this. 25 years ago might be different, but your tape, you press send, everybody gets your tape now. 25 years ago, you had to drive to get tape. So it was a little bit different, you know, a quarter century ago, where you had to kind of be at a different level because the internet and social media and camera angles weren't as prevalent. And so guys really love each other. And I can only speak for our locker room. They appreciate each other. They root for each other. And then when you get the occasional guy to go to the NFL, and make a ton of memories in the NFL. It's kind of nice to be able to say they come from this level. They come from Division II. They come from Division III. Is it harder? I don't know. Some may argue it is, but everybody's eligible to be able to do it. You just got to make plays. You got to run times. You got to jump high. You got to be accountable. You got to make good decisions, and they'll find you. Like you said, all you need is an opportunity. It's what you do with that opportunity when that time comes.
And Coach Bess, who are some guys we should look out for in your roster this year that you want to maybe highlight on both sides of the ball that we should look out for when we watch your games this year, man?
Yeah, you put me on the spot. See, that's where it goes. If I name six, then I got six others that are going to knock my door. I would say our quarterback coming back, Jacob Vesperez, coming back for year two in his position. Last year, he's a first-year starter, had a great season. He's only going to get better. And his main target is Efton Chisholm, who's an All-American receiver for us last year, Efton Chisholm the third. He comes back to the senior this year to kind of lead the wide receiving core as far as that is concerned on defense. We lost one of our DBs to the portal, but guys are going to step up and likes of Kentrell Williams Jr. at safety, Derek Ganter Jr. at safety, and we got some guys on the edge that I think are going to be able to make some hay up front to make our DBs better. But trying not to single out too many guys because again that those guys come knocking on my door saying, "What about me, Coach?" To be determined. We got some young guys that haven't put on tape yet, but I think we're really, really excited about. But you know as well as I do, you're evaluated when the spotlight's on. When the game tape rolls, that's where it's at. We care how you practice for sure, but at the end of the day, when they're keeping score, how do you play? How well do you play? How consistent do you play? I think we got some good ones. I think we're motivated. I think we got a chip on our shoulder. I think we're close. We just need a breakthrough.
And Coach, you have a exciting non-con schedule with Monmouth, Drake coming to you, man, and what's up with Louisiana down at the Hammond, and also playing at Nevada. How fun is that for you guys to challenge yourself early in the year, man, begin at Big Sky Play, see where you are for us, that preparation you put in during the 6 weeks of summer and then fall camp for that first game against Monmouth and down the rest of that non-con schedule there?
Yeah, I tell you, that's another challenging piece with FCS and especially these. We've always challenged ourselves in the non-conference schedule. I think it's important. It's hard to get games. We're on the West Coast. There's only so many schools out on the West Coast. So anytime we get games on anybody, we sign that thing and hope that ink dries quick. It's not easy, and it's getting harder. But to have our first two games at home to start out the season, I think is huge. And then we returned a trip to SELA. They came up last year to face us. So that's a home and home. So we return the favor to go back to them in Hammond. And then our FBS game, which we usually have one a year for sure, sometimes two in some seasons, is in Reno. I think it's a mix of FCS and FBS. I think it's a mix of home and away, West Coast, Midwest, and then one in the South. I think that'll show us kind of where we anticipate to go with that first Big Sky game against Montana at home. So 12-game season, always going to try to play 12 in a 12-game season, play as many games as we can, given the schedule that we have, but excited about this non-conference schedule that hopefully sets us up for what we all know is going to be a tough Big Sky schedule.
Man, 100%, Coach. And for you, Coach, I know, so when you get some – Coach, when you're not coaching football the way you're doing, how do you kind of get some time for yourself to relax and dig the compress a little bit and get away from the game that you and I both love so much?
That's easy. I sleep well, whether it's night before a national championship game or whether it's during spring break when our kids aren't around. I'm very fortunate to be able to unplug. I don't take my work home with me. As a head coach, you kind of have to involuntarily a little bit with some things, but I've been able to separate, you know, ball from the family at home. I love to golf, love to hang around my three kids. I got a 16-year-old boy, 13-year-old girl, and a 10-year-old girl, lovely wife. She's all sports all the time. She tailgates with the best of them. She goes with us on trips. I mean, she's an eagle at heart. Love some family time, but I'll be honest with you. I love just being a whole body at home. You know, at the end of the day, you're running 100 miles an hour, a ton of different directions. Sometimes to decompress is to do nothing. And being at home and just hanging out, having game nights and you know, really, really enjoying the few weekends, the few weeks that you have downtime wise with your family is important, because before you know it, 2 years from now, son's going to go off to college. And all of a sudden now we're down to two in the house. And so it's balance is how you define it. In a small town, it's a lot easier balance than in a big town, because I got a 10-minute drive home. All the kids go to school two or three miles away from where we are here at university. So we're fortunate that the area and the place we're at, but I love me some golf, love me some competition, but I love all my kids around, my wife around, in terms of enjoying their competitions and their events as well.
Coach, the only golf I do is at Top Golf. I can't get on the course.
I'm gonna step your game up. Play it real. See what's there. Top Golf's fun. Top Golf's fun. But I'll tell you what, golf's the most humbling sport there is. And when you get out there, as much as us people, if people these days want to blame everybody else, there's no one to blame at golf but yourself. It's a single person sport. And it's like, you can blame the wind all you want, but those three others in your foursome, they got the same wind they're playing with. It's a fun game, very humbling game. But you don't appreciate it until you actually do it. And I didn't appreciate it until about 20 years ago, but I was told in this profession, you need to learn how to golf because you're going to have many people that golf, whether it's coaches and or, fundraisers to be able to golf. And that's how I got into it. Never golfing growing up. So, I enjoy it, but gosh, it frustrates the heck out of me. I'll tell you that.
So it's for me, golf and tennis both devolved into baseball for me. I start swinging wildly, like, well, I play tennis, the ball goes over the fence, and then with golf, the ball just goes to the left.
Yeah. I tell you what, you might be onto something. You might be able to start up top baseball.
Yes, because everything I do devolved back into my baseball swing, man. Right. It's so embarrassing, but it's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, it's there's no bad day on the golf course. Put it that way. No,
you got that right, Coach. It's very even though I suck at it, it's very relaxing just to go out there and whack the ball a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach Best, good to have you on the show, man. Do us again real soon. Hopefully, talking to you after a big win this season, man. Get you on the show again, man. It was fun to chat ball with you, man. I love this sport, man. It's been a great opportunity to talk to you. We got to do this again real soon, Coach.
Thank you. It's always nice to talk about Eastern in a national spotlight, and I appreciate you stretching all the way to the ATL. Anytime I get a chance to talk about this university, these kids, or this program, I will not say no. So appreciate your time, and you keep doing what you do. We'll keep doing what we do. We'll connect at some point down the road.
Sounds good, Coach. It was fun, man.
All right, my man.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.